Talk Live. 1-800-259-9231. And yes, it is a different voice you're hearing tonight. It's this is Mark.
And Sean.
And we're Ian is away. They I don't know. He's got some kind of business or something. He's doing. I'm sure he's screwing around somewhere. But either way, we are here live to take your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Free Talk Live is the radio show about what you want to talk about. So call in and we'll talk to you about what you want to talk about. We have stuff to talk about, but we're here to take your calls. And we've got a call. We've got Brian from New Hampshire. Brian, you there?
Hey, guys. It's Brian.
Excellent. I pushed the right button. Awesome.
All right.
So what do you want to talk about?
All right. Well, I want to talk about something that I should have brought up a few weeks ago, but it was just kind of hectic around here. March, this last March, what is it, 6 months ago or so, I was helping a friend move a truck, and it didn't run, so I put it on my big, I have a big trailer that attaches to my truck.
It did not run?
His truck ran only enough to get it up on the trailer,
okay.
But it wasn't going to go the 6 miles it needed to go.
Understood.
From one little town to the other.
Got it.
And so I loaded it up there and, you know, chained it all down, and I thought it might have been right at the limit of my trailer. I mean, this is one of these big, you know, bread trucks. So I was going kind of slow along 101A down there in New Hampshire. And, I get, you know, 2 miles to my destination, which was, you know, only 6 miles from where it started. And the blue light comes on in the back. And now I haven't been stopped by a cop in years. I don't know how long it's been. I drive with Colorado plates that are out of date. I drive with no front license plate. I drive this big truck 20,000 miles a few years ago between here and Colorado. Never even seen a cop. I don't know if it's just my good looks or whatever.
Could be that.
Anyway, yeah, could be that. So this guy stops me, and I want to tell you about what happened, and I'm going to tell you how I made mistakes, but I won anyway. But I won kind of by mistake.
Okay.
So this guy pulls me over, and I made the mistake of talking to him. I knew I shouldn't, but I did because I was just trying to get out of it. I didn't want to deal with it.
Sure.
And so I got out of the truck, and I walked back there, and they don't like it when you do that, first of all.
Oh, yeah. They want you to sit petrified in your vehicle for them to come and harass you or whatever it is they're going to do.
Right, right.
And I'm sure
that's kind of a truck.
And I'm sure that they have their safety precaution reasons that they have about that, and, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, usually I have my gun when I'm walking around. I'm just an open carry kind of guy. I guess it's a good thing I didn't have it this time. So I went walking back to his car, and he didn't see me. I tapped on the window, and he was petrified. You know, he was doing something on his computer. He looked up, and he rolled the window down and says, you're not supposed to be here, but you stopped me. Anyway, it turns out that the license plate on the trailer was about 4 months out of date.
Okay.
Now, I haven't moved this trailer from my you know, property here for, you know, it leaves about twice a year.
Right.
Why should I pay all that money to have the stupid thing registered when I'm only going to go out? Well, I took the risk and, you know, got caught.
Right.
It happens.
So anyway, I knew not to admit my guilt at that point. I said, so what's the problem? He says, well, it looks like your license plate is out of date. And I looked at it, you know, along with them, and I said, how about that? That's all I said. How about that?
Okay.
I asked a question, right? I didn't say I know it's out of date. I shouldn't have done that, and that got into his report. Anyway, so he writes me this ticket, wouldn't give me a warning, just wrote the ticket looking for revenue, and then he let me on my way. But before he did that, he went around, he checked all the chains, he wanted to make sure that the safety brake was working, and he was trying to bust me on a whole bunch of stuff on safety. But he couldn't find anything except for this plate. So my goal here is to clog up the system, right? I'm not going to take the plea. I'm going to take it to court, but not before I try to get a couple of motions in and try to, you know, just make it cost them a lot of money.
Right.
It was $103.33 was the bill.
$133?
$103.33.
Yeah, I mean, this is, they couldn't find anything wrong with it from a safety standpoint. This is just about revenue of registering the trailer. Now, I can kind of see how they might come up with the idea of registering a vehicle and how, you know, you have to have the little numbers on the back that are, you know, checked on a regular basis to make sure if a car is used to rob a bank, they know which one it is. But, when, you know, which car it is, and they can look and see who owns it and all that stuff. But making that argument for a trailer is much more difficult.
Well, and in New Hampshire, you have to get it inspected, too. You know, it's not just a matter of getting the registration. You have to take it down, take your trailer down to the inspection, dude, pay the $40, and get the inspection every single year. Plus the I don't know, $100 is what they charge you for the tag. I mean, it's just insane.
Right.
Colorado doesn't require an inspection. You give them the $100, and they give you your tag.
Well, you know, every state's different. Yep.
Right. Anyway, I'm making this a too long story. So I file a motion for a continuance, and I get this motion. The idea is to push it back as far as you can so the cop forgets more and more stuff, and then also so the less chance that the cop is going to be there. So I finally I wanted to file another continuance because my star witness had a funeral that day, so I called like the day before. He couldn't make it. And the prosecutor says, why are you doing this? This is just a little inspection or registration fine.
Did you ask him?
Well, yeah, but
why he was doing it?
No, I didn't.
That would have been a good question.
That's what I want to know. Well, why are you doing it, man? It's just a little registration thing.
Right. So I said, no, I want to do this. But, so are you saying that you're denying me a continuance because you deny me a continuance because my witness can't be there? He says, well, why do you need a witness? I said, well, you're going to have one.
Yeah, no doubt.
He denied it.
He denied
the court.
He denied that he would have a witness. The cop isn't going to be there.
No, he denied me the continuance of a couple of weeks or a couple of months.
I see. Okay, I gotcha.
You know, he wouldn't let me have my witness, but you know, his witness would certainly be there. So I get to court, and this is a court that's attached to the same building as a pizza place.
No, that's
so
awesome.
You know we're doing well here. So I get up there and
you know, if they're in that kind of rundown building, maybe you should just give them the $103.
Sounds like they need it.
Yeah. They deserve it. Well, I get up there and I told the judge I have a motion for dismissal. You know, are you going to dismiss this thing because it seems kind of bogus? And the judge says, "Well, I'll read that after we have the trial."
What kind of sense does that make?
Yeah, obviously she didn't read it. I gave it to her months ago, right? But she didn't read it.
Right.
So finally, okay. So here's the fun part. So the cop starts to get up there, and he's got it in his hand. Before this, the prosecutor called me into his little office, and he says, "Are you sure you want to take this to trial?" I said, "Yeah." He says, "Well, you know, I got a deal for you. I'll cut it in half if you do it guilty right now."
Well,
that's the deal they make, right?
Yeah, that's how they always do it.
Did you offer them a better deal? Say something like, you drop this and give me some money and I won't file charges against you?
I don't think they're worried about that.
Yeah, I'm not worried about that.
All right, so tell me the fun part.
I filed the motion for dismissal, and he says, we're not going to dismiss it. And I said, oh, really? Are you the judge now? Because that's her job.
Yeah, that's awesome. It just goes to show how in bed these people are. We aren't going to dismiss it. I'll bet we aren't.
Right.
And thank you. I wish I had recorded that.
Right, exactly. I didn't have my recorder at the time. So we get in there, and the cop walks up to the witness stand with a little pink piece of paper, right, the traffic citation. And he had written his words on the back. And I had already requested evidence, all their discovery stuff. And as he was walking up there, I said, I object. And everybody said, what? I said, I have a right by the U.S. Constitution for memory recollection. I have a right to be accused by by the witness, not by a piece of paper. And if he can't recall based on his memory, then he is an incompetent witness.
Okay, it's a good point.
So he's getting all flustered there, and the judge is saying, and while she's talking about why she's going to allow it, this dude is up on the witness stand just with his face in this thing, just reading it, you know, trying to recall everything based on what he wrote.
Memorize everything he can.
Because
okay.
It might be taken away from him.
All right. I want to find out what happens here, and you can wrap it up, and we'll be back. It's Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231.
MemberDealers.com offers the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, XFPs, GBIX, ZenFax, and X2s. 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP. All at up to 99% off list price. MemberDealers.com is your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. In stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. MemberDealers.com.
Have you been thinking about starting a website? I'm going to tell you about a great offer from HostGator. HostGator is a worldwide leader for web hosting, and they make it easy to get your own .com domain name. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. Use the coupon code FTL, that's FTL as in Free Talk Live, and sign up at HostGator.com to receive your first month completely free. Whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business website, let the experts at HostGator.com host you.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kit starts charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
So, you're rolling your own, eh? Me too. And you better keep rolling with the best, rollingpapers.com. The best site on the web with over 1,500 products. Whether hemp, rice, flax, or pulp, we've got your rolling papers. For store owners, rollingpapers.com has wholesale pricing and display boxes. Papers, tubes, filters, rolling machines in hundreds of brands, sizes, and styles. Hey, try the new Big Bag brand available at rollingpapers.com. We are centrally located and quickly package and ship daily to anywhere in the world. Adult consumers can buy one individually to sample or for the best prices, select any of the wholesale displays available direct from the pros at rollingpapers.com. No minimum purchase required and a friendly, helpful staff. You won't believe the selection and great pricing at rollingpapers.com. Retail, wholesale, import, and export. Keep rolling your own with rollingpapers.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. And go check out freetalklive.com. We've got listen lines over there. You can listen on live streams, the webcam, listen lines, all kinds of ways for you to listen at listen.freetalklive.com. And uncovering the secrets and exposing the lies. That's what the readers of freedomsphoenix.com get every day. Readers of freedomsphoenix.com are constantly provided with the detailed real news that lies between the lines of propaganda and the relationship that we all have with coercive governments. Freedomsphoenix.com offers up-to-the-minute updates on the economy, technology, communications, and the rise of the police state. You know, sometimes they have archaeology and stuff and history stuff in there, too, that I really enjoy. You can go now to freedomsphoenix.com and sign up for their free daily dispatch. Clearly, I get it. I do enjoy it. And they're doing good work over there at freedomsphoenix.com. So we were talking to Brian from New Hampshire, and he was telling us about his traffic ticket and how he managed to, you know, the mistakes he made along the way and how he managed to get out of it. And I think this is important stuff for all of us to sort of know about traffic tickets. And let's see if we can get him back on here. Brian?
Hey, guys.
All right. So we were getting to the good part.
Yeah. Sorry. It took so long.
No, that's no problem.
To recap, the cop stopped me. Said that the registration on my trailer was out of date, and I looked at that and said, oh, look at that. I said, oh, look at that, it is, or something like that, okay?
All right.
That was the first mistake. And then I get to court, and the judge, first of all, she says, to read into the record, you know, they have all their official lingo and rules and, you know, procedures and all sort of crap. And she said, to let you know, Mr. Travis, Route 101, important, Route 101
yes.
is a public way. And that means that, you know, you are, required to obey all the laws of this public wayness or whatever.
Sure.
And then do you understand that? Yes. Okay.
Right.
So then the cop comes up as the state's witness. He's holding this pink piece of paper. Sit down and say, I object, on grounds of memory recollection. And I got this idea from Bill, who's another activist here in the area, and he used it pretty well in his trial. So now the cop is getting all flustered, and the judge says, it's okay, I'll allow him to use that to refresh his memory, even though I said case law says that if the witness needs a piece of paper to refresh his memory, he's an incompetent witness.
Hey,
he doesn't do it anyway.
Apparently they...
So now I got...
She doesn't mind if he's incompetent. Go ahead.
Yeah, now I've got grounds... I did that so I'd have grounds for an appeal.
Makes sense.
So he's there, you know, busily reading it. So finally she lets him have it, and then he starts, reading. And, you know, approximately, you know, this time on this date, the defendant was going down Route 101A, and then he was reading into it again. He had his face in there, and he paused, and I objected again. I said, memory recollection. He's an incompetent witness. And she said, I'll allow it. But I was getting kind of flustered. This dude's a senior patrolman. He's done this 1,000 times. But by throwing him off guard, he made a mistake. And here's what he did.
Okay.
He got a little bit into it, and then he looked up at the judge and he said, did you say Route 101? She said, yes, that's what you put here in the docket. It's 101A. And, you know, to me that doesn't make any difference, right? But I should have noticed that.
Yeah.
Anyway, he said... She said, well, that's a pretty big difference, you know. I mean, you said he was traveling out Route 101, but now he's on Route 101A. And then she looks at the prosecutor, and the prosecutor stands up and says, the people would like to amend their complaint. In other words, they want to change the charges against me, and I'm sitting right there in court.
I guess that's time for an objection.
I said, I object. And she said, well, you know, a prosecutor, you know, this is... quite a fine time to be, you know, she's being sarcastic, quite a fine time to be, changing this. We don't have time for this thing. Yeah, you should have done your homework. Not guilty.
Wow. That is lucky.
So the lessons I learned, and I was going to be convicted there. I mean, I would have been guilty. I would have appealed it just to cost him more money. But the lesson I learned, don't talk to cops ever, 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 ever. I mean, I knew better. And I still did.
Yeah.
Never, ever talk to them. If you're forced to answer their question, answer a little question, or say, my goodness, officer, isn't the sky blue today?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, never talk to them, because everything you use will be used against you. They're good at this. They stop 100 people a day. You get stopped once every couple of years. They know how to do this. Okay. The second one.
Not only will everything you say be used against you, but nothing you say can be used in your favor.
Exactly. And you can try to use it in your favor, but they're always going to win because it's their system. The second thing is that I should have been paying more attention and noticed that little tiny technicality, because they sure do. They love their little technical
technicalities. Are the things that are going to get you off. I mean, there's no justice left in the judicial system. It's all technicalities, and it's disgusting. But that's pretty much the way it goes. Brian, thanks for the call.
Exactly. Okay.
Thank you, sir. And let's take Ian from Michigan. Ian?
Hey, guys.
What's going on?
Not too much. I just wanted to share a story about the local postal bureaucracy today. So I'm there, and I'm sending a package, and as usual, I'm standing in line. There's three people behind the front desk. Only one of them's helping anybody.
It's amazing how the lines get piled up at the post office, and they're trying harder than they used to. I assure you that they're working much harder than they used to provide better service, but they're still just not very good at it because they've got a monopoly on, you know, first-class mail, so the incentives just aren't there for them. They're trying, but they're not pulling it off.
Yeah, that's true, but he started getting a little upset after a while, and he's moving through the people, and then he turns to the two ladies that are standing doing whatever and says, "Are you two going to spend all day sending that package together?" And he looks around and doesn't get a response, and I kind of turn to the woman next to me, and I answered for him and go, "Yeah, probably." And she turns, she responds back to me, "Yeah, probably half of tomorrow, too." So I thought it was funny, and I like that other people recognize the inefficiencies of bureaucracy, but I guess my point is just that people understand that, but they just can't understand the right solution to the inefficiencies, and you know, that's a big problem.
Yeah, you know, I was listening today to one of the talk shows out there. I think it was the Tom Hartman show or something, and he was just talking about how they were going to fix the school lunch system. Finally, we can fix the school lunch system. 50 years of school lunches, and we know what we have. I mean, we know what the school lunch system results in. We've got that, and he wants to fix it. It's just, you know, I mean, I'm sure everybody's got a good idea on how to fix it, but their idea, once that's, you know, put into the process of being implemented, is going to be twisted and bastardized and just messed up to the point that it isn't even their idea anymore.
Yeah, and I mean, even the guy working there was—I mean, he realized these people that he worked with were incompetent boobs. But you know, they just need a paradigm shift. That's going to be difficult, but I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, thanks for giving us a call and telling us about your story, Ian. Thanks for the call. 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to Mark
and Sean,
and here on Free Talk Live. And stay tuned.
Protect your freedoms and be independent by learning how to maintain, repair, and customize your own firearms through these exclusive video training courses on DVD from the American Gunsmithing Institute. Call and get a free 2-hour sampler DVD video and catalog. See just how quickly and easily you can learn firearm disassembly and reassembly, accurizing, customizing, super tuning, refinishing, trigger repair, and much, much more for rifles, pistols, and shotguns. Courses available for both the hobbyist and the professional. You can even get certified as a gunsmith to make money part-time, full-time, or as a retirement income doing what you love. Call 1-800-247-5032 to order your free sampler DVD and catalog. That's 1-800-247-5032. Call now and get a bonus $10 saving coupon. 1-800-247-5032 or go to AmericanGunsmithDVD.com. Learn how. Learn now with AmericanGunsmithDVD.com, your source for how-to gunsmithing videos.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it, now you can. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go. Now you can build food storage without going into debt. Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month. Our clubs work with everyone's budget. Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. It's your show. Give us a call. Call in and talk about whatever you want to talk about. But while we're waiting for those calls, we'll talk about some things we want to talk about. Also, go over to freetalklive.com. Check out the Shrine, Shrine of Female Listeners. We have new pictures there. They're sent in by ladies who listen to the show, who validated that they, in fact, do listen to the show by taking a picture of themselves holding a sign or something like that. Go see the female listeners at shrine.freetalklive.com. And School Sucks Podcast provides ideas and information about the eventual end of childhood subjugation. Because indoctrination plus regurgitation plus graduation does not add up to a real education. Please visit schoolsucksproject.com to learn more. Schoolsucksproject.com. So, Sean, we're talking about, you have some story here about judge, reporter, First
yep.
Amendment?
Yeah, a judge has barred a reporter from publishing legally obtained factual info, saying she doesn't care if it violates the First Amendment.
Legally obtained factual information, and the judge doesn't care if it violates the First Amendment.
That's what it says here. I found this on the front page of Free Talk Live, and it's from techdirt.com. They found it from the Citizen Media Law Project, and my monitor just went out.
Yeah, well, what are you going to do? So, the do you have the story?
I do.
Okay, great. Lay it on me.
The National Law Journal was barred from publishing information it had obtained legally in reporting about a dispute between a law firm and one of its former clients about fees. According to the National Law Journal, D.C. Superior Court Judge Judith Bartnoff signed a temporary restraining order barring it from publishing the material the reporter had found out, specifically saying that the National Law Journal could not name the government agency that was involved in a regulatory inquiry into one of the participants of the lawsuit. When the NLJ reporter pointed to the First Amendment, the judge allegedly replied that she did not care. Quote, if I am throwing out 80 years of First Amendment jurisprudence, if I am throwing 80 years of First Amendment jurisprudence on its head, so be it. She said, the court's interest in maintaining the integrity of its docket trumped the First Amendment concern.
Wow. Now, so the court's interest in, you know, its paperwork and stuff like that is more important than the highest law in the land.
Yes.
You know, this is what people need to sort of understand about these judges and the whole judicial system and how it operates. I know they say there's a constitution. I know they act like they go by it. They don't. I mean, this isn't even like a judge of any import. She's not an appellate court judge. She's not a Supreme Court justice of some state or something like that. This is just some crappy old judge.
This is a Superior Court judge for the District of Columbia.
Big, fat, hairy deal. And she says that she doesn't care what the First Amendment says. If she's throwing 80 years of jurisprudence out on its ear, so be it.
It's amazing what they'll try to get away with. It doesn't matter what you think the Constitution says. It matters what they think it says.
Apparently, she doesn't even care what it says at this point. So, this was some law journal. This isn't the National Enquirer or something like that. I mean, this is
the National Law Journal, which I am not personally familiar with, but I'm assuming is a fairly significant scholarly journal about law.
Yeah, it sounds like it's something for lawyer types to you know, be reporting on. And they didn't want some government agency's information that they were, you know, snooping around. They didn't want all that going out into the National Law Journal.
Yeah, and it's not even like this was obtained through some kind of leak or anything like that. This was legally obtained information.
Completely factual.
Completely factual.
All correct. And it can't be printed because the judge says so. So anything about some kind of appeal here?
The journal is looking to appeal the reading, but it really makes you wonder what the judge was thinking.
Well, I imagine the judge was thinking, we don't generally care what the Constitution says. Why do I have to pretend like I'm going by it now? I hope that they do appeal this. I hope that, you know, that things turn out for them. I would imagine that they're going to have to pretend like they care what the Constitution says here. It's a difficult thing to get around. And this lady's quote is pretty damning, in my opinion. I suspect she'll probably do better on appeal, but then the news is going to be old and stale, and nobody's going to care about it at that point anyway.
Yeah, at that point, it's completely irrelevant. It doesn't matter how long it takes. This is probably going to fade away in a couple of days. It tends to do that. Bad news like this.
Not good news for the American judicial system. Then again, you know, what are you going to do? I got another one here. This one from Elmhurst, Illinois, off Inquisitor.com. One of the biggest cases of what the heck we've reported in a long time. An Illinois town is attempting to make eye rolling illegal. The idea to ban eye rolling came about after a local resident in Elmhurst was thrown out of a council meeting after rolling her eyes after hearing a local councilor talk. I can't tell you how many times I've rolled my eyes after hearing some local person on some board or another in my town talk. The way these people talk, they don't know what the heck they're talking about.
Well, they're politicians. Anything they say makes me want to roll my eyes.
Because ejecting a member of the public for something as innocuous as eye rolling, as if that wasn't enough, the council has asked the city attorney to look to create a disturbance and disorderly conduct violation that would ban eye-rolling in public.
Ah, disorderly conduct. That's their favorite.
But apparently this one's going to specifically name eye-rolling, and not just in the council chambers, because you wouldn't want to make it seem that way, in public.
So when a teenage son rolls his eyes at his mother, he's going to get arrested now?
I suppose it could happen. I don't know if that's considered public, but it's depending on where he does it.
Down in the square?
Yeah, right. The law, if implemented, and it won't be, could, in theory, make eye-rolling illegal in public, although the counselors were quick to point out that they wouldn't necessarily go to fining people of Elmhurst if they were caught in this highly contentious act.
So they're going to selectively enforce this law only when they want to.
I think that, you know, these two stories here go well together to just sort of show the way that the government views its subjects. I know they tell you you're a citizen. I know you believe you've got rights. I know all these things. But you would think that among those rights was the ability to report facts and the ability to roll your eyes when some idiot who believes themselves to be honorable in some way or another says something stupid.
You would think, but they don't seem to work that way anymore.
No. I don't know
if they ever did.
I don't know how it has been in the past, but I can see that the... they're either getting desperate and attempting to squeeze harder so that more sand runs out of their finger between their fingers, or they're just growing the government. They're going to be successful. I don't think in either one of these cases that they're liable to be successful. It just shows sort of the lack of care for people's civil rights. We don't need those stinking civil rights. It shows the level of control that these people are willing to bring down upon you and I, people that were, you know, the idea was that we were free. I was told I grew up in a free country.
You were lied to, Mark.
Yeah.
So was I.
I mean, the things, amongst the things that I would have expected from a free country were simple things like being able to roll your eyes and to be able to report the truth. But no, that's not acceptable.
No, it seems that the system is broken, but unfortunately I don't think it is. I think it's working just like it's supposed to.
You think so? Just
yeah.
Operating the way it is? Well, I was reading on Facebook today, somebody was talking about those WikiLeaks. They were talking about how, you know, they should string this guy up. He's a traitor. He's endangering our service people. Blah, 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 blah.
No, he's not. He's helping President Barack Obama keep his campaign promises. President Obama said transparency. Here we have it. Thank you, WikiLeaks.
There you go. That's all we're looking for is a little transparency around here. You know, when they've got videotape of a airship gunning down civilians, civilians that aren't doing anything dangerous. Well, you know, I think we should be able to see things like that.
Yeah, that was a horrible video.
Yeah, it's difficult to watch.
Yes, it was.
1-800-259-9231, Free Talk Live. Give us a call.
Decades to come, hardy adventurers will colonize the solar system, rediscovering freedom and finding vast new wealth. But the government of Earth will seek to extend its power and claim that wealth as its own, any way it can. Escape from Terra, Volume 1, the first trade paperback collection of the popular adventure webcomic series, is available now for $12.95 from Big Head Press at BigHeadPress.com.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Candy. For inspiring ideas for your next celebration, be sure to visit us at CelebrationCorner.com. You don't have to wait for a holiday to plan a festive meal. Celebrate anytime with a fun menu or creative theme. Invite friends for a roll-your-own sushi dinner. Or surprise your family with a birthday cake when it's nobody's birthday. Fun is the name of the game, so make up a special reason of your own. For more tips like these, visit us at Parenthood.com/YourFamilyToday.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight, that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
We all know that the Berkey water purification systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 4 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water systems. The revolutionary Berkey light systems include a set of self-sterilizing and re-cleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels, and removes harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey light system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $209, and the Berkey guy will include three sport Berkey water bottles and ship everything to you free of charge. That's right, three sport Berkey water bottles and free shipping, an $87 value, yours free, but only for a limited time. Just call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653 now to order. That's 1-877-886-3653 or order online now at goberkey.com. That's goberkey.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
Free Talk Live. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. It's Mark with you.
And Sean.
Yep, Ian is he's away. He's at some kind of local TV board meeting or something like that. It's not wasting his time somehow. Give us a call at 1-800-259-9231. And if you want to find out how to get Free Talk Live on local stations where you are, go to localfaq.freetalklive.com. That's localfaq.freetalklive.com. And from coast to coast, the increasingly militarized American police state has grown out of control. Police officers have become law enforcement officers. And it's an epidemic of police brutality and murder across our society. The answer? Film the cops and put it on YouTube. A critical mass of police brutality videos is being assembled online, and a change is going to come. You can check out freedomcam.net. They offer discreet video cameras to help you avoid confiscation while you video. FreedomCam.net, and FreedomCam.net is actually having a summer sale on spy video cams now, so go check them out at FreedomCam.net. So, we've got a call in here, and it's Ilya from New York. Ilya, are you there?
Hello?
Hello, Ilya.
Hi there, Mark. How are you?
I'm well, sir, and you?
I'm doing great. Sorry I missed your call today. I've been feeling a little bit under the weather. Anyways, I'm going to talk about ancient coins.
Okay. What about them?
It's really interesting how history has a tendency of repeating itself. What I studied about ancient coins is that in the beginning, for example, in the Roman Republic, when the Roman Republic didn't have the army controlling it and they didn't have a dictator,
right,
you had nice silver and gold. Everything had a set standard of silver or gold to it, or even bronze. But over time, as the empire expanded, they needed to pay for more and more military. You would see things such as the debasement of currency. So you would have eventually silver completely taken out of circulation, almost completely, until you had even the bronze pieces would become smaller and smaller until the fall of the Roman Empire. Let's say around 410 to around 450 was already, you know, really weak. So it's really interesting studying ancient coins. Especially on my website, I have a sale going on right now, a 25% discount on a bunch of coins, and I also have a whole lot of items starting at 99 cents.
Yeah, you know, your website, trustedcoins.com, I have gone there myself and purchased some ancient coins. I think that's really neat, the idea that you can have a coin in your hand that's in some cases almost 3,000 years old. I mean, you've got a lot of old coins there. Now, they're not all made of – go ahead.
Yeah, most people people think these coins aren't available, that they should only be in museums. But if you think about it, the empire needed a lot of money, a lot of coins to circulate around in order to get their things moving, you know, pay for their army and all this stuff. So especially a coin of Constantine the Great would be very affordable. I have a lot of items starting at like $5 of Constantine the Great. One of the motifs is interesting. When Constantine founded Constantinople, he made two issues. He made one celebrating Rome and its founders, Romulus and Remus, in the reverse, and another coin that's a Constantinople commemorative, celebrating the founding of his new capital, which has Constantinople on the back on a ship, you know, I guess floating across the ocean to the new Roman capital.
Interesting. You know, it's amazing to see these coins. I mean, there's just a huge variety of them, and they're all, you know, many of them are very, very old. And, you know, it's amazing the idea that you can own them. And so many of them aren't silver or gold, so they're not that expensive.
They're not that expensive at all. It's mostly bronze pieces, actually, but, you know, it's really interesting. Well, the most interesting thing is that I provide a certificate of authenticity where I have whatever I have described, a little bit of history described in the certificate. So if you're giving it as a gift, it looks really nice because, you know, a person, if you just give them an ancient coin, they'll be like, what the hell is this? But if you give them a certificate of authenticity along with it, which describes the coin, what when it was minted, what emperor or what Greek city it was, then it makes it so much more, you know, coherent for a person to understand, you know, that they're holding piece of ancient history in their hands.
It's absolutely true. If you own a 1971 Eldorado convertible, you've got basically a rolling pile of junk. But if you own a 1971 Eldorado convertible that you can say that Elvis owned this car, then suddenly it's a big deal. And if you have these sort of these certificates of authenticity, the way that you build the value behind these coins, that's it increases the value in people's minds. Ilya, thank you for calling and letting us know about it. It's trustedcoins.com. So, Sean, we've been talking about sort of the way those that rule us, the leaders, as it were, the judges and the politicians might be, you know, they think about the world in a different fashion than sort of the average person does. I've got an article right here from Politico.com that sort of highlights that. In their opinions on policy and politicians ranging from President Barack Obama to Sarah Palin, elites in Washington have a strikingly divergent outlook from the rest of the nation, according to a new Politico poll released on Monday. Obama is far more popular, while Palin, the former Alaskan governor, is considerably less so, whatever that means, to the vast majority of D.C. elites. The Tea Party movement is a fad. The rest of the nation is less certain, however, and many viewing it as a potential viable third party in the future. The survey also reveals a surprising degree of how those involved in policymaking and political process tend to have a much rosier view of the economy than does the rest of the nation. Of course! Because they're not going to lose their jobs.
They're not going to lose their jobs. They're not going to lose their pensions. They're not going to lose their health benefits.
Yep.
They're covered.
Not as long as the nation still exists, and it's difficult to imagine, you know, what has been the most powerful nation on Earth not existing. So
it's happened before in ancient Rome and in ancient Greece.
Yep.
And lots of times it happens. Empires come and go.
Indeed, and in some cases, dramatically different impressions of leading office holders, political forces, and priorities for governing. The first in a 6-month Power and People series, the online survey was conducted for Politico by the polling firm Penn Shane Berlin. Overall, the more than 1,000 people were surveyed nationally, and they have a very pessimistic view on the direction of the country. Take a listen to these numbers, Sean. About 27% believe the country is headed in the right direction, compared with 61% who think the nation is on the wrong track. Likewise, when asking whether the national economy is heading down the right track or not, 24% of people have their heads in their butts, compared to 65% that believe that it's on the wrong track. Yet, among the 227 Washington elites polled, by the way, that 27% that think the country's on the right track, they probably work for some local or state government or some federal level elsewhere.
Yeah, probably.
It'll explain what they qualify as a Washington elite here shortly. Among the 227 Washington elites polled, more think the country is on the right track. That's 49%. And that the economy is in on the economy, 44% of the elites think the country is on the right track. So nearly double on these numbers of politicians and Washington elites believe that the country is on the right track. And it just goes to show, well, how deluded they are there.
It's not that I don't think they're deluded. I think they just have a different opinion of which direction we should be going.
Indeed. They believe that they probably believe they're providing some valuable service, too. To qualify as a Washington elite for the poll, respondents must live within the D.C. metro area, earn more than $75,000 a year, have at least a college degree, and be involved in the political process. Are the people that make more than $75,000 that are involved in the political process and live inside the metro area? I don't know. Anyway, or work in a key political issue or policy decisions. Washington elites seem conscious of the fact that they have a different point of view than the rest of the country, as 74% said they have felt the current economic downturn less than most Americans, so they got that right. They also recognize the economy and jobs are foremost in the minds of voters. When asked to identify the most important issue facing the country, 52% of elites and 48% of respondents for the rest of the country identified economy and jobs. So it looks like they, you know, at least they understand from whence the axe may fall. But, it shows just how separated they are from those things. Asked how important the economy and jobs are in the United States, 86% of Washington elites said very important, just 1% less in the general population. Both groups are also in agreement Menton on health care, where 65% of the general population and 24% of Washington elites say that it's very important. In other issues, though, the two groups are worlds apart. 65% of the general population views Social Security as very important, compared to only 41% of Washington elites. Same goes for immigration. 53% of the general public says it's very important, meaning keep those Mexicans out, compared to 36% of Washington elites say, big deal. Family values, 62% of voters and 23% for Washington elites. Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumithin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumithinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumithinPlus.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.